Hello, this is Lou from the Infinite Touches, Lou, and I'm reaching you from the UK. Today's topic I'll talk will be around how to manage our feelings, and one of that feeling today I'm picking anger. So you can call it anger management, where you have people that made courses around that. I mean, someone sometime have had an intuitive idea about how this can be applicable or managed in a place of work, which is a good thing. Now, we want to talk about how you can personally manage your anger. Yeah. So how can we as individuals, humans, manage our anger? First of all, we have to understand what anger is all about. So for me, anger is that sort of feeling, low vibrational feeling, that makes you, you know, disapprove of someone's action or your action, that brings you that kind of low feeling. I don't know if to call it a bitterness of some kind, but it puts you in a place where you see everything low and negative. So negativity is not that bad because it brings contrast, but not balancing that could bring a malfunction to the body, i.e. you having, you know, high blood pressure, heart attack, headaches, migraines, you know, even adding weight, you know. So your body chemistry will not be like balanced. Hence, we're going to be looking, these are one of the few reasons why we should look at how we manage our anger. So is anger inevitable? Can we completely avoid it? No. Why? Because we're humans. Part of the feelings that we have, or part of the signing up that we've had, is to experience a contrast of anger. Because without anger, you can't know what the opposite of anger is. So it's not a bad thing to have to know what anger is, but it's the ability for you to be able to manage that anger. How long do you get angry for? How often do you get angry? Who do you get angry about? And what makes you get angry frequently? You know, things like that we'll look into. But just to be brief, and because I'm going to talk more about this, I'll be bringing a course out on this actually. But just to be brief on the podcast, I'm just going to bring out bullet points on what we should do when we're angry. So I'll dive in quickly. If, for instance, I was angry now, you know, I mean, I get angry, I'm human, but I'm able to quickly, you know, understand myself and know this feeling I don't want with me, and I control it, and this is how I do it. So I ask myself, what is making me feel this way? One, is this as a result of something externally happening to me? If I say yes, and I'll say, okay, has this caused me any physical pain? Is as a result, am I feeling it like something has literally dropped on my arm or my head or something? You know, when you have kind of metal, that's just coming to my head, metal drop on you from nowhere, or someone throw a stone at you, hit you, you feel that pain. You know, ow, you go, like, you know, you felt that pain, that was like a contact. But anger causes that sort of pain, but it's even worse than that, because it's not concentrated to even just one spot, but it goes around the whole system of the body. So when you're hit or something cuts your hand, it's, you feel that pain at that one spot. But with anger, the whole body is involved, you know, consciously or unconsciously. So you sit down and ask yourself, you know, take a note down. Can I avoid feeling this way? You put that down and you look at it like, was this like as a result of what I'm getting angry about? Is it as a result of someone saying something bad to me? And then you look at that word, how and what do I associate with such words, you know? And secondly, you ask yourself, what has been said to you, if it was something that was said to you, is that true about myself, you know? If that is not true about yourself, then why are you angry? You know, they just don't understand you. You cannot see it differently. If it's true about yourself, well, it's also good too, because if you can find out that really you've sat down with what's got you angry and you'll be able to identify that this or whatever has been said is true about yourself, you can now look at it and say genuinely, okay, I see what this person is saying and it looks like it's true. I'll work on it, you know? And if you've agreed to work on it, why are you angry? It's already solved. So we have to sit down, be conscious of ourselves, you know, what we allow to linger in our thoughts, in our mind, our bodies, our cells, in our DNA. Sometimes our anger cannot be our fault of ours. It could also be generic. It could also be from hereditary too. So just knowing why you get angry most times could go a long way to stop you from getting angry. Because most of the times what makes us or what gets us angry are things that we can avoid. You know, so that is that for now. I'll continue part two after the short break.
Own it, girl, you just own it. Cause your body's on fire. Show me how to control it. And go ahead, you flip and get higher. Girl, I love how you roll it. I put my hand there. Hold it, I'ma be right by you. I'ma be right by you. I'ma be right by you.
Lighters up, one time lighters up. Pulled up in the party when you saw me, I was lighting up my J. So go ahead and brighten up my day. Lighters in the air when you're lighting up the rave. And it's feeling like I met you here before. Girl, I felt your presence when they let you through the door. Never had a brother give you everything and more. So I take a little piece and then the rest of it is yours, me and more.
You don't dare when I don't tell you, but can you taste and I play? I know nowhere till you they do me with just this start out my brain.
Fuck loving when I put you in your place. I can tell you love it just by looking in your face. It's the way that you wind up your waist. I'm so in awe, girl, you never have to worry about nothing. You know it's yours, you know you're
on it. Girl, you just own it. Cause your body's on fire. Show me how to control it. And go ahead, you still think you're higher. Girl, I love how you hold it. I put my hand there.
Reaching on my palm for you to put your hand and go, you are the one. And I don't understand it. How you lighting up the room with your glow? Cause girl, you just own it.
Girl, you just own it. Put your body on fire. Show me how to control it. Go hit this cliff and get higher. Girl, I love how you rolling. I put my hand up. Hold it, I'ma be right by ya. I'ma be right by ya.
Hello, welcome back to part two of how we manage our feelings. And in this episode, we're talking about anger. So I'll be talking about practical rituals that you can do to help you manage your anger. This is not going to be long. So it's just going to be short, something anyone can do. You can do it from your house. It's just to, you know, help your subconscious get registered that there's a feeling that you don't want to be associated with. And in time, it tends to help clear that, or you now know how to make that switch from getting angry to being lovey, happy, or rejecting anger or managing it whenever it arises, as is inevitable. So you get a copper cup, for instance, because copper has its own properties, like it helps, you know, amplify your energy or any energy. So copper is better for, like, water for drinking. Spiritually, a lot of people have, you know, researched into that, and that is proven that it is wise to drink from a copper cup or a copper jar, if you like. So, but if you don't have copper, you can use glass as well, because that's made from stone. So you can use, you know, glass, but not plastic cup. So you get water, fill it to the tip of the cup, and after that, talk into that cup full of water, telling it all that angers you and how you want it to, you know, kind of absorb that anger away off you. So you have to be like, dig deep into yourself and be sure that you're ready to get rid of this anger. So you say, you know, just, you know, express yourself and say into this cup full of water, and after that, throw that water away in the sink. You get another cup that'll be on the side, you know, that cup, or you fill the cup, you just dispose that water off from with a fresh water. And if you're filling it with the fresh water, you have to leave it for some time to settle down so that it gets itself, you know, and then you give it yourself love. You appreciate the water, be grateful, you know. Look at water and think of yourself living without it. If you can dig deep and think of how useful water is, you'll be grateful that you have that water in that cup. So look at that, give that water that love, be grateful from where that water came from, and just appreciate all of nature through that water. Show it love. Just, you know, it's just there to give you life. You know, what is there for us to, you know, not be grateful about? You know, people cannot live a week without drinking water. for instance. So just see that as a ritual too, to be grateful to nature for giving us such elements that can assist our life. And, you know, look into that water, you know, be passionate about it, show love and everything, and then drink that cup of water. So this you do 7 days. So you can choose to do it in the morning, or you can choose to do it before you go to bed. But you do it 7 times a day. So after doing that, check yourself out the following week. You'll be changing without you knowing. You'll be conscious before you get angry. You'll be conscious before you make any erratic, you know, decisions out of, you know, anger. So that is the ritual, or rather the practicality aspect of it, how to solve that issue. So I hope this is useful to anyone out there. And if you feel like reaching me, reaching us, you can check us up also up on Facebook, Zaza Magic Udi, or you get on your email and send email to zazamagicudi@gmail.com. So that's it for now, and I hope this has been a blessing to you. It's goodbye, and I'll catch you soon. Bye. Peace, love, and light.
No more, 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 no more,
Let it breathe. Just let it breathe. Let it breathe, yeah. Let it breathe. One time, let it breathe. If I can do better, then I'll be better. Rolling in the deep, I need to breathe better. I see demons in my sleep, I need to sleep better. Having visions of my friends in RIP sweaters. Have you ever had to sacrifice your health? Ever had to sacrifice yourself? Plus I got an army full of dickheads trying to sabotage my wealth. But I know it's self-destructive if I bang them on myself. Wow, like God hold me down till I'm bound. God hold me down till I drown.
Hold me down till I drown.
It's like I nearly fell into the ground. But the holy blood of Christ, you don't ever let me down. Lord knows I could pack up in minutes and disappear. Wonder if I flirt with my man and just disappear. Number 17 on my little list of fears. Then she told me not to speak and she whispers in my ear like,
everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better.
If I could've done better, would've got better. My brother looked me in my face and said, you're not better. I said, give me 2 sets, spill a spliff, take a hit, reminisce, and then I bet I feel a lot better. Man, I used to spend my time on the roof. It went a penthouse suite, but I was fine with the views. What you do with your pain? I put mine in the zoo. Then I smoke it all the way to take my mind off the truth. Was a troublesome youth, had desire for war. Put my mummy a coot, she nearly cried on the floor. Spend time in my sneaks, or spend the night in my thoughts. You walk a mile in these, I walk a mile in yours. Oh man, all the things I've been battling through the year. Wonder if my bro would have made it if I was there. Number 25 on my little list of fears. Then she tells me not to speak and she whispers in my ear like,
I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I know everything is okay. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better.
I'ma need you to do better. I'ma need you to do better.